Good evening.
Ooh, you have levels, dude.
No, my voice is shot again.
Ah.
We're sitting at that bar last night, all night long, with that stupid... That's the reason I don't like going to bars anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I can't... I have to sit there and scream your head off with people all night long.
Uh-huh.
And the next day I wake up, and my voice is completely shot out.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going to struggle.
Struggle through the show. This is indeed Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And of course, Will is.
Hey, here.
It sounds like you're in a bubble.
Yeah, that's.
But, yeah.
I blame is all on me, Will. I apologize. The other mic is at home. Well, at my home.
Well,
so,
there you go.
Let's hear you. I just want to hear him, though. Go ahead and talk. I want to hear how you sound.
This is horrible.
You sound like the Wizard of Oz, dude.
Say something like, you've always had a brain, or something like that.
Just take your heels three times.
Oh, my God. Dude, I owe you huge on that one, man. I'm going to take a beating for that. That thing sounds like crap.
Right, all right. So, anyway, come heck or high water, we indeed do put Ghostly Talk live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, yeah.
On Pioneer. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net. Oh. Our own website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yes, sir.
And that's where we put up all kinds of goodies and things, and it's just going on and on and on. Oh, there they are.
There they all are. Good.
That's excellent. And, we have the chat rooms, or not chat rooms, the message boards. I was in them this week. I did a journal entry this week, so it's just like all happening on ghostlytalk.com. And we have a lot of fun there, and a bit of seriousness too. I mean, because here's the thing.
Will.
Huh? What?
You're breathing in the mic.
Yeah.
That mic picks up.
It picks up the flies. Keep doing that.
It's not bad.
Go with that. Yeah, I like it. Go with it.
That totally ruins the mood.
I'm sorry. I
was going to say that.
Actually, I thought it added to the mood.
Well, it adds to some mood.
Sorry. Go ahead, dude.
But in this particular case, I have some rather sad news.
Yeah.
And it really deeply affected me. Our good friend Nicole,
yeah,
of WMGHS,
one of the first listeners of this show, actually. Mm-hmm. Too.
As a matter of fact, the photo of the kid in front of the old Ghostly Talk screen,
the old website,
you know, that's Nicole's kid,
yeah, that's her son.
And so she was one of the first listeners of Ghostly Talk, and her whole family, and Nicole's father passed away,
yeah, George.
George Bray passed away on February 6th.
Mm-hmm.
An avid ghost hunter.
Yeah.
An avid ghost hunter he just like went right into the hobby along with Nicole and her group.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know it'll never be the same.
No.
And I feel so bad. I feel just incredibly sorrowful for her and what she's probably going through right now, but I also, you know, feel that he's got to be out there collecting more stories for us. That's all I got to say.
Yeah,
because that's what he did best. And
well, he's one of those people that knows the answers now.
Yeah,
you know, we're out here doing all this stuff, doing this show every week,
mm-hmm.
reading, writing, doing all these things, and there's somebody that knows. And that's what I thought about when I heard the news about this.
Mm-hmm.
Was just that. There's somebody that really knows the truth now.
He knows the truth, and he's there and waiting to tell us all about it.
Yeah, he's probably waiting.
Our own turns will come, hopefully, you know, years from now. But but
you say hopefully?
Hopefully years from now.
Yeah, years from now. Okay.
You didn't get the rest.
Sorry.
Of it wasn't hopefully.
Our own turns hopefully will come
period.
Very, 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 very soon.
No, but our own turns will come, and then we'll get to meet up with him again, and he'll be able to tell stories and
very nice
and all about... You know, everything that happens over there.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of stuff happened over here, and he told us all those great stories. And
I only got to meet him once, man, but we had a... That was the night that I think we talked... I think I mentioned that on the website.
Yeah.
We all got to formally meet him at the Octagon House the night when we were on our big trip last September.
Right. I had met him a couple of times.
Yeah, you met him previously.
Yeah, me too.
And he, you know, we were all stoked about going to Gettysburg. That was where we were heading the next day. We did an all-nighter there, and we were going to be on the road, you know, come no sleep or sleep all night. We were going to be on the road.
Only Bonnie slept.
Bonnie slept. That's when she drove.
Heaven drove, I know.
But George showed up that night with the West Michigan Ghost Hunter Society, and we were talking about Gettysburg. It was the bait, myself and George.
Yep.
And I just said, I mean, I know nothing about it. I know nothing about strategy. I'm not really a big fan of war, but it was interesting to talk. I mean, he told some pretty amazing things. I mean, that I would never dream of in a million years, and they're kind of gross. I don't want to get into them, but there wasn't the point. The point was, you know, this is what we did. And George was the one person that told me this. So this is actually this has stuck with me too. And we were talking about wars, Gettysburg, Vietnam, and all these things. And he's like, the winners of the war are always the ones that get to write the history.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always, it's been with me ever since he told me it that night and really late, you know. And when I think of George, I think about that statement he made to me and how that really holds true a lot of times as far as history is concerned. But yeah, I feel the same about this. This is just, I grew, the whole crew here, we know we put our hands and hearts out to Nicole because we know that it's very tough to deal with something, especially your own father. So I know Doug has really, you've been really beat
about
this.
I was way affected by it.
Yeah.
I was so affected by it, I wrote what? One of the longest journal entries I've ever written, and yeah, I miss him already.
Yeah.
And I only got to go something with him a couple of times, and but those were very precious times.
Yeah, and I mean, I know for a fact the first time I met him, I'm like, you know, I've never seen a man of that. I mean, I'm not saying you're old, but you know, a man of that age doing what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. And
most
really,
of the people I've met are, you know, my age and maybe a lot younger. To maybe middle aged, and you know, George was he's a retired man,
mm-hmm.
and he's out there doing this thing. I was like, wow, there's an open minded person. I mean,
that's
very open minded person, right? They're truly open minded person to be, to have that many years under your belt of hearing all these opinions and knowing all these things, and to still go out there and try.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really kind of caught me off guard when I met the man the one time I got to meet him. So. Yeah, it's a tough thing for especially when you know it's tough for Nicole. I know it's tough on you, but we both know, like you just said, he's one of those people now that know.
Yeah.
What's going on?
And he'll be able to tell us everything when we get out there.
Hopefully,
when we get out there, that it'll be our time to learn from him. So, yeah.
Our hearts go out though. It's a real tough thing, and you know, she's a real good friend of ours, Nicole, and hopefully she's listening, or she'll listen to the archive because we really.
Most people listen to archives, yeah. So
we're really happy about it.
Kind of busy at the moment.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. But go to our site. If you go to our website on the homepage right now, we do have. There's a memoriam site up for George Bray, and you can
go. We have a link to it.
Yeah, we have a link to it right on the front page. You can go ahead and click on that if you want to leave a message for Nicole.
Light a candle.
Yeah, feel free.
Put in a tribute.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Anything you want to do, go ahead and do that. It'd be great.
But because of George, he really. Brings back, it's very, very interesting timing. He really tells me from beyond, because I've only met him a couple times, but he tells me from beyond, dude, you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're doing the right thing. You're out there, you're getting evidence, you're doing something that means something to you, and I'm proud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of myself. I'm proud of all of you guys here in the basement. I'm proud of every listener of Ghostly Talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of everybody I've hunted with in the past and everybody I will hunt with in the future because we're all doing the right thing.
Yeah.
George was out there doing it, and Nicole and her group is out there doing it, and Sean and his group is out there doing it, and us and MGB are out there doing it, and us and Ghostly Talk are out there doing it. And there's so many groups that we don't get to hunt with, you know, because of space, time, distance, that kind of thing, that are out there doing it. I'm proud to be a ghost hunter. I'm proud to be doing this as my hobby, as my passion, and I'm very proud. And George has taught me that. I'm very proud. I'm going to take some pride in what I'm doing and what I'm attempting. I have a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have two hobbies: amateur broadcasting and amateur ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of both of them.
Yeah.
So you know.
As am I.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very. It's very tough.
Yes.
It is. It's
tough times, but you know, we'll get through and we'll go on more ghost hunts.
It never seems to end, does it?
No.
Sometimes I wonder, geez, God, man. Oh, man. And it's like, no, we're just hammering on. Keep
but
on.
That's what we have to do. We have to get out there. We have to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to enjoy people while we're here.
Yeah, and that's the one thing you did say. I
said that thoroughly.
I read that. I read that. I, you know, and that's
my journal.
That's your journal. I read that. I was like, man, that's. That's the truth.
If I hadn't, you know, started the show and met George and met Nicole and met Sean and met Mike and met you,
yeah, all these people, yeah,
you and Will and Bonnie, and if I hadn't, you know, done all this stuff, what would I be doing right now?
Who knows? That's the strangest part. You know, I mean, what would have happened if none of this ever would have came together?
Right. I wouldn't have benefited from any of you guys. I would have probably been like, you know, I probably would have known every single question that Ken Jennings fellow, you know, knew or missed or whatever he did on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what, yeah. What good is that? You know, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, Jeopardy fans, I love the show. I certainly don't study that. You know, that's just a half hour a week of, you know, that you watch a show.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't learn. You don't grow spiritually from Jeopardy. You grow spiritually from talking with other people.
Yeah.
And interacting with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And family, friends, colleagues, coworkers. That's what you grow spiritually from.
Mm-hmm.
And also looking at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Learning from them to look at yourself.
That's the biggest lesson.
And are you comfortable with yourself?
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest lesson right there. And that's one of the things that I do.
Right.
We discuss it a lot down here. You know, on the off times and stuff when we're doing work or if we're just hanging out watching a movie, we talk about things. And that's one of the things I'm always like, and I'm gritting my teeth and pulling my hair out, and I'm like, Doug, am I the problem? Am I? Is it me? Sometimes, is it me? And I mean, I need somebody just to tell me, okay, objectively look at this thing. Whatever it may be, look at this thing. Is this me? Is it me? And sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. And but the hardest part is to admit, it's me. I need to grow. I need to change. And a lot of people don't do that.
Oh, a lot of them.
A lot
I
of people don't
names,
do that.
But I'm not going to.
A lot
but,
of people don't do that.
Yeah.
And hopefully someday they'll be able to grow into that like we have.
Mm-hmm.
So I can honestly say that I think I know myself. I'm always looking at, you know, doing the system of checks and balances on myself all the time, going, okay, what am I doing wrong here? Do I need, what is the right thing to do here?
Mm-hmm.
What is the right thing to do? And sometimes you don't know. A lot of times you don't know. And sometimes you just got to close your eyes and dive in. Close your eyes and dive in and, boy, hope for the best. Because we've done that a lot here on Ghost Day Talk. Believe me, we've done some things on here where we're like, oh, boy, are we going to go down for this one or what?
Yeah. Oh, man, there was a couple shows back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and but I have to say, the thing is, the whole ghost hunting thing,
mm-hmm.
everything about it,
mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoy.
I love it.
There are a few things, you know, that get in the way, because we've had a couple bad experiences in the past,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know, that we learned from those and we moved on,
mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't trade where I am today for anything.
Yeah,
you know, because I absolutely love ghost hunting with folks.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing this show,
mm-hmm.
and it's become more than. It's become a lot more than I had ever imagined.
Same here.
But, you know, I love doing the show now, not only for myself, but for everybody else.
Yeah.
Because of all the emails I get. I get just tons of emails.
And that's,
you know,
really where where it comes from.
Yeah. I'm listening to every archive you have. And I'm one lady, oh, I feel so bad for her. She's in England. And
yeah.
she's a transplanted West Coast lady,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was on the west coast of U.S. and
mm-hmm.
now she's in England,
mm-hmm.
and she says, "Where are the rest of the archives?" And I'm like, "There are no more. That's it. There's like literally what?
Just wait till next week. We'll have another one.
300 or some. There's like
there's 100. I think there's right up on the page right now. There's like 130. Well, there's more than that, but I think there's about 140.
Oh, you mean numbered archives?
Numbered? Well, no,
because some are numbered, some are not.
No, some are. That's what I'm saying.
But there's literally hundreds. There's like it would take you months to listen to the entire set of archives now.
Yeah.
And she wants more. And I love doing the show for folks like her. I
mm-hmm.
love doing the show for folks who cruise in and just listen to one topic.
Yeah.
And so I'm out there. I'm doing things. I'm doing things that I think are really, really helpful to myself and now other people as well.
Yeah.
Because even though you're sitting there listening to this,
mm-hmm.
In a way, you're interacting with people.
Yeah, you are.
Because you're listening to new ideas, you're hopefully learning, or hopefully being entertained. And that's what people need to do,
yeah,
to grow.
Exactly.
And I'm growing, and I thank everybody for it.
Yeah, it's this time of the year, because we get nostalgic this time of the year, because we're going on the one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, 1 year, 3 year anniversary.
Three years.
Insane. three-year anniversary. In a couple weeks, we're doing it. We're celebrating our three-year anniversary of the show, which is absolutely ridiculous.
I can't believe it's gone 3 years.
And we think about these things when it comes to this time of the year. Like, you know, okay, what have we done this year? What's happened this year? You know, I mean, you know, what's this been? And it isn't us sitting in a boardroom going, our growth has been established this year at approximately 3.4%. We have a gross margin of 8.4%. And our gross national product or whatever. You know, we go, okay, what do we do? What do we get done this year? What cool things have we given to people this year? What do we have on that site? What has come out of our mouths? What is this? What is that? And those are the things we concern ourselves with mainly. That's what we've always concerned ourselves with mainly on this show. And that's why it is a labor of love now. It's a monster that has grown, and it's still a monster, and it rears its ugly head every day at us going, okay, I need to fix this now, too.
Yeah, I got to work on the picture thing.
Oh, yeah. Oops, yeah. Sorry.
Hey.
And look at that.
Yeah, I got to work on the picture pages.
Oh, yeah.
I got to work
I didn't say that. I didn't mean it by that.
No, but I understand. I understand. It is a labor of love. You have to get in there and do this for the love of it.
But it isn't a chore, though. That's the thing.
No.
It's never been a chore. It's like, I get a kick out. Oh, I got to update the site. Okay, job
I fear the day that it becomes a chore.
So do I. I don't want that.
I don't want ghost hunting to be a chore. I don't want ghostly talk to be a chore. I don't want talking to all the ghost hunters out there to be a chore. I want it to be still my hobby forever.
Yeah.
I don't want it to ever become a job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to become a task in my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want it to be what it is today, and I love it, and I thank everybody for it, because it's not my doing.
No, it isn't. There's a lot more motivation out there besides our own. There's a lot more motivation out there besides our own.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps everything going. And yeah, the email thing is the great. We get these emails. We get all these weird things from people. I get IM from people. Hey, I found your IM. Well, hi. But, you know, it's like, hey, you know, listen to this. I've been listening to all these archives, man. I'm like, well, that's great. And they, you know, keep listening. Dude, I learned so much stuff from there. I'm like, we taught you something? Amazing. Okay, well, hey, cool. All right, fine.
It's usually going to be something that we learned ourselves.
Yeah, that's usually what that's. We're learning right along. We keep saying that's been saying
right
for 3 years now.
Yeah.
We're learning along with you on all this stuff, and there's still a million, billion, gajillion things to figure out still, or just at least learn and get different ideas on. And that makes it a fun thing to do. We can't say that enough. You know, 3 years is coming up here, and this year I'm going to stay sober at the 3 year anniversary party.
Why?
Because I'm going to. I don't. Well, you couldn't get that mic fast enough, could you? You really dove on the table to grab that mic.
Yeah,
you really almost fell out the chair to get that mic. I'm going to. I'm not going to have a drop. It was forced on me last night.
Yeah.
You saw him twisting my arm.
Uh-huh. Well,
you saw him twisting
your
my arm.
It was your birthday party, dude.
Yeah. That was forced on me, though, and FJ was there, so what are you going to do?
You can't.
It's like kryptonite to Superman. You cannot.
Well, I have to make sure that the FJ is at the party.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great, yeah. Here, let me make you another drink, Scott. No problem.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, don't. I'll make this one very light, and I'm seeing three of everything in front of me. Jesus, man.
But, yeah, the three-year anniversary is coming up on, what, March 12th?
March 12th,
March
Saturday
12th,
night.
Saturday night.
9 to 12, I think we're going to do again.
We'll be broadcasting live.
Mm-hmm.
So
are we going to have Tony Nish on? Well, we were talking about having Tony Nish on.
I don't know,
what
are they up to?
They're planning on it.
They're planning on it, all right. And that's going to be part of the game that night. We're going to have them performing live.
I mean, obviously, if they get a huge paying gig or something, they'll probably cancel on us. But I wouldn't blame them for that.
No, okay, I wouldn't blame them for it either.
How much do they get per gig?
You know, I have no clue.
Probably the same MFPS gets for a
gig. They're doing a lot of traveling. They've got a lot of stuff.
I saw their schedule. By the way, you guys, anybody who's listening to this for the first time, first of all, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the live edition, which, of course, is Sunday night.
And you're very motivated because you're going to listen to it live.
Yeah. if you're listening to this at any other time, of course, you're listening
in the archive.
But... Tone and Niche are local artists, local musicians,
mm-hmm.
and they play mostly like folksy music, and I thoroughly, totally, 100% enjoy Tone and Niche's music. We featured them, they were here in the Haunted Basement Studios at one point to play for us live on the air, and I thoroughly had a blast,
mm-hmm.
and we've kept ties with Tone and Niche.
Yeah, great people,
one of their shows, and brilliant, brilliant artists. I think they're just magnificent. So
yeah, that's true. That, we're looking forward to that. They're a lot of fun. We had them on the show, and it was an absolute ball. But my funniest memory from that show actually was in the middle of the song they were playing, Tone just popped a string right on his guitar and he had to like kind of limp through the rest of the thing. So we're looking forward to having him on there. Hopefully we don't have any follies like that this coming March 12th. Yeah, that's, oh man, I listen to the archive and I hear that. And I was sitting right there and I'm like, oh god, I know your pain. Man.
I was like 1 foot away and I'm like, oh my god.
I so know your pain, man. I so know your pain. So but yeah, they're going to be there. We're going to have all kinds of people live sitting around there like we do every year. It's just kind of like an open forum thing where everybody just makes noise, gets stupid. We just it's what we do to let our hair down.
Mm-hmm.
After a year of work again, another year of work, the third year of work, and who knows what's going to happen in 2005 now. So. We are going to have Sean Burris on tonight.
Yes.
Talking about the Sally House last weekend. A few interesting things happened. We got a few things to talk about, a few things to play for you guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's going to be really interesting, I think. And, I mean, just for a few minutes, because we got about 5 minutes before we're going to go to break anyways. Initial reactions. Just without Sean here, let's get the ice broken. Let's get this thing rolling. You came a day late.
I did.
You were working.
I came. You guys.
No, you came at night. Yeah,
I came at night. Yeah, between 11 and 11.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And I have to say the first night was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because that was the first night I met a lot of the people. Ghostly Talk was there at the invitation of the Indiana Ghost Trackers,
mm-hmm.
Sean Burris, and then Mike McDowell. And it was, so I got to meet some new, because we had been down to IGT's banquet that one time, and. And first of all, Fort Wayne was not there, unfortunately. The Fort Wayne chapter rules, okay, of IGT. They all rule, okay. Uh-huh. They're all awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish, the one thing that I regret about the last when we went to that IGT function,
mm-hmm.
was I didn't go over and actually just sit down there. At the Fort Wayne table.
Oh, I did.
You did, because you were up there.
I was there all night.
Singing Big Butt songs and stuff at them, or whatever you sing. He sings that rap stuff.
Well, Fort Wayne and Muncie. They were kind of together. It was fun.
Okay.
And those they were awesome, okay? And I regret that I didn't go over and, like, visit with them. But mm-hmm. I just have this pull toward Fort Wayne and Muncie. And,
yes.
If I move anywhere other than Arizona, I'd have to move to Fort Wayne. They rock. They are just like so awesome. But the other chapters that were there were awesome. We ended up with basically four people that I hadn't met before,
right.
out of IGT. So I got to meet with those four folks and we got to talk and we got to know each other a little bit on that Friday night.
Yeah.
And we watched videos on DVD on a laptop kind of thing.
Yeah.
We watched a videotape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically hung out and got to know each other and got to experience the ambiance of the Sally House.
Nice house.
It's a really
That was my first thing I thought. We pulled up and like, okay, this place looks pretty cool. We walk in and it's like brand new carpeting, brand new. I'm like, wow, this is a really nice house. I like it.
Well, he's fixing it up for renters.
Yeah, it's a cool house. It looks really good.
And it's a totally awesome place.
Yeah, bathroom was, the downstairs bathroom was a little hard to deal with. I'm like having your kneecaps in your face.
they do need a low-profile toilet or whatever.
You knock that wall down there and put up another wall.
that was kind of difficult.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, it was just, I felt very
really
comfortable
nice house.
There.
I was comfortable. I enjoyed that place. The people were phenomenal.
Yeah.
The people of Atchison.
Yeah, Atchison were great too.
Were fantastic throughout the whole weekend.
Especially at the library. They were very nice to us at the library.
The library
some very
nice.
Cool people at the library. Just, as we're walking around. Pete's Steakhouse, yeah. Go to Pete's Steakhouse. I totally didn't get the. I should have got their card and said, "Hey, if you're ever in Ashland, Kansas, you gotta go to Pete's Steakhouse because the food's great and the wait staff was totally cool to us." And we talked to a few of them. Like, "What are you guys doing here?" And we're like, "Well,
guess what?
You're in for a very special treat today. Some very interesting conversation." But they were. I mean, the thing was, there was a lot of genuinely interested people too, and they really, telling us about other things that were going on in the town and the history of Atchison. There's just so much. I mean, just that town itself, Kansas itself, rich in history, but the town itself, the houses around there were just
mm-hmm.
beautiful. We drove around on Saturday just a little bit, cruised around, and just looked at the size of some of these beautiful homes down there, and we were just blown away by how big these places are. I mean, I just live in a little place.
Right.
You know, and I mean, you live in a big house, Doug, but compared to these houses, it's like...
Right, this is an apartment.
You can get lots of these places.
Yeah, they're huge and they're absolutely phenomenal. And I liked... the actual investigations happened on Saturday night and a little bit on Sunday. But, you know, it was... The actual investigations taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to do. I like to learn. I like to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And IGT really taught me a lot because they're very, very structured. I'm not a very structured person.
None of us are structured.
And we're not very structured as far as ghost hunters go.
Go in there and turn the stuff on, man.
Yeah. Right. But they have a plan.
Yeah. We're like,
oh, wow, a plan. Okay.
Yeah, we're sitting there. I'm like, they were having a meeting and my luggage just came at the same time. So I'm sitting there. I feel like a jerk because, you know, Mike was talking and I'm like, you know, he's going through everything and we're sitting there and then all of a sudden, I hear it. That's me. I shoot right out of the kitchen. And I went, thank you. Thank you so much. I really need my...
Yeah, it definitely was interesting because I learned a lot about structured ghost hunting, and I appreciated that a lot, and I appreciated all the little hints and tips I picked up throughout the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So
great people. Had a great time. Let's go into break, though. Take a quick break here.
Okay.
Get Sean on the line.
Sounds good.
You can hear Will just fumbling around.
Oh, no, I got to do something.
We're going to go to break, yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll be talking with Sean, who invited us out to the Sally House this past weekend.
Talk about some of our experiences and some of the things that we picked up.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
My name's Sean Burke from Indiana Ghost Trackers, www.indianaghost.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit wparanormal.com.
Touching me, touching you. is the night, and the dawn seems so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching more.
www.missourighost.net. You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hey guys, what's up?
Yeah, I remember her saying, I'm already dead. 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 I'm already dead.
Look, man, when you reach the sand, I'm going to hold your hands and come to the sand.
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
You're going to get up and scream.
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
You're going to get up and burn an X in your head.
Okie dokie.
We are
hot.
We are Ghostly.
our levels are hot. Yes, they are.
We are Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
All right, Will.
I gotta be quick with this because it's not like, you know, on a stand or anything.
No, right, man.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, it makes it tough.
I'm
just rubbing it in, aren't you?
If I shut it down, I'm going to be typing and doing all this stuff.
Well, you're a busy boy today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's.
He's in the room. He is in the channel. Drop.
This is like work, man. I don't want to do this anymore.
You guys. That was a perfect segue. Now you're in the moment. He is in the chat channel.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. If you go to pioneer.rolo.net, that's pioneer.rolo.net, or www.ghostlytalk.com, and you can join the chat channel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you click on the pioneer.rolo.net, anybody can get in there, and you go on to the little text chat link, and you click in there, and you make up a name or whatever, or it makes up a name for you, and then boom, you're in the chat, and everybody's in there. Everybody's in there chatting about today's show.
Yeah.
And we pop in the chat every now and then, but especially during the show.
Oh, yeah.
So pop in during the show Sundays from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. and chat with us while we're live.
Absolutely. And like we said in the first segment, we were at the Sally House last weekend.
We were indeed.
We were there. And it's the true highlight of our ghost hunting, amateur ghost hunting careers, I guess, if you want to call it that.
It was, I said in my journal, a ghost hunter's dream come true.
Absolutely.
This particular house has a lot of history to it.
Yep.
It was discovered, I suppose, discovered and publicized, I guess I should say, by the sightings, the old sightings show.
Oh, yeah, the show. Yeah.
And it was, it so freaked them out that they even, they went back several times.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a movie about it with Bo Bridges or something.
Is it Bo Bridges?
Bo Bridges. Daniels. I don't know. It was Jack. Somebody. It's Jeff. Not yes. Jack. Where's your head? Your head's in last night. But anyway, we got Bo Bridges or somebody was in it, and I think it was Bo Bridges.
Yeah.
Right.
Bo thank you. Thank you, IMDb.Will. And what happens is they made a movie called Sightings Heartland Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that previous to getting there, and then we watched it again when we were there. And, and it was it definitely inspired the haunting of this house. Definitely inspired a lot of a lot of people to
check it out.
Check it out, yeah.
Check it
and
out.
It's a local legend around Atchison, Kansas, and it's also a legend throughout the ghost hunting community. So it was a ghost hunter's dream come true to get to go there and spend the weekend.
Yes, and on the phone right now.
Yes.
The sweetest man I know. The sweetest, absolutely cutest man I know.
Aww.
I grabbed his, how many things can you say about this guy? He's just a wonderful. No, I really, it was a real pleasure to meet Sean. I mean, you guys got to meet him previous to this, but
yeah.
And the worst part about I hadn't met Sean. No,
oh, wow.
The thing I felt really bad about, and I regret it since that we got back, is that when we got into the Kansas City Airport, International Airport or whatever, they lost my stupid luggage. Right?
Oh,
people
so
have heard about
first
this.
Picture of you was ranting and raving up.
I'm sitting there on the phone, and he went, "Hey guys, how you doing?" I'm like, nice to meet you. Put my hand out as I'm on the phone. Like, I'll get with you in a second, okay? Just hang on for 1 second, all right, John? Because I was so mad about that. So I need to apologize to him about that. I really wanted to be more like, hugs and kisses and stuff like that. But unfortunately, it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
Sean, how you doing, man?
Good, guys. Well, at least we got to the hugs and kisses later, Scott.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And, of course, I'm Sean Burris, and I'm a regional director with one of the finest paranormal research teams in the United States of America. And, of course, I'm talking about the Indiana Ghost Trackers. And our website's www.indianaghosts.org, and we welcome anybody across the nation to go there. Check out our site, learn as much as you can, be a member, join in. You don't have to be from Indiana. And rock and roll. I mean, that's what we do. We're paranormal researchers, and that's what we know. That's what we love. And anybody can do this. You don't need a doctorate or PhD, so come on out and let's talk about it. Check out the website. See what you can find. So.
Yeah, definitely. And it was a real pleasure to get together with you finally, Sean. On behalf of myself, I know these guys, Doug and Will, met you already, but it was a real pleasure to meet you and finally sit down and have a chat. It was really cool, face to face. We've talked on the phone so much,
It was a great time. We had a blast up there, and I planned this because the book I'm writing right now currently, and I just had a blast with you guys. I can't mention enough. You guys are like family to me and my wife, and it's just keeping with the Indiana Ghost Tracker tradition. Everybody that's IGT member is it's like a big family. That's the thing that separates us from a lot of paranormal research teams out there, I believe, is just that. We care about each other, and we're family type, and I think that's really something that you have to get down before you can go out and actually investigate together.
Well, I have to agree with you, and here's why. I don't know if you know this. I believe we've talked before about this, but Scott L. and I actually have had some negative experiences with ghost hunting groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, two negative experiences with ghost hunting groups. And I don't mean some of the bigger ones like IGT or WMGHS IGHS or, any of those big ones. I'm talking about, small ones, local ones here in the Metro Detroit area.
Cause, mm-hmm.
The Ghostly Talk is done from the Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan. It's in the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple... We had a couple negative experiences.
Yeah.
And when I came down and met you the very first time was for what, the banquet?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the banquet?
Right.
It was the banquet, yeah.
And I went into that banquet and I was absolutely floored. I was absolutely blown away because of all the chapters represented there from throughout Indiana. They really did produce to me this amazing togetherness. I mean, you came together just that one night a year, people from all across Indiana,
mm-hmm.
to share and to share a meal and share knowledge and share tips and share stories and make plans and there was like some awards going on.
Yeah.
And people had submitted their photos and their videos, and you showed them on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. It's the kind of thing that does not happen here in Michigan.
No.
And it's
you know, guys, that when I got into paranormal research, I met with different teams around the country, and I talked to them to try to find out what everybody does, because they all do their own thing, which is great. I think that's what makes us all great. Everybody has a different outlook on how things should be done. But the family portion of it, the togetherness, that is what you really have to strive for. I mean, come on, we don't get paid for this. And you have to be together. You have to have fun. I mean, be serious about it, but you also have to have fun and relax a little bit, or they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're not getting paid millions and millions of dollars a year to go around and investigate these sites and things, so you have to keep it light, and you can't take yourself so darn gone seriously all the time like a lot of people do. I think that runs people off. And you just have to do what you can and try to make everybody feel at home and work together as a team.
Well, yeah. I have to say, though, I am serious as a heart attack about the paranormal, and I absolutely, it's my hobby, it's mm-hmm. my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And IGT, I think, is a fantastic organization, and I am so honored to have been invited on this outing with you this past weekend.
Yeah,
because this was a great time for me to learn and to be in a legendary place.
Yeah.
So I
truly, and there's no finer radio station or people that I know out there that I would rather have alongside me as Ghostly Talk. All you guys, Bonnie, Karma, all you guys that come out or with GT, Indiana Ghost Trackers, we love having you as our guest, and you know, you guys are part of the family, and it was great. Thanks so much for coming out with me.
Yeah, we really.
I mean, I also want to go ahead and I know you guys were doing it a little bit earlier, but the town of Atchison, Kansas. I cannot talk enough about the beauty, and you guys know this. We drove around, but that town is gorgeous. And I just wanted to compliment the town, and I wanted to thank the management of the Glick Mansion. Thank you so much.
God, we needed a shower. Oh, man.
Yes, yes. I'd like to give a shout-out to them. Those people are so great. Their shower pressure is just right. And she was great to us. The Glick Mansion is a beautiful place. And the steakhouse we ate at, the pizzeria place we ate at, was terrific.
The library.
The library. Oh, the ladies at the library. They were so great to us. The one that took me and Will out on the tour of the town, she was terrific. I don't want to give out too many names here.
That's fine. That's fine.
I just want to say that they were so great, and I look forward to the return visit for the Indiana Ghost Trackers, because definitely we will be going back. I just spoke to the homeowner of the Sally House today. He was very pleased with both Ghostly Talk and the Indiana Ghost Trackers. We are putting together a report for him, which says we'll be the first to give him a report out of everybody that's been there. So we're so excited about being the first to do that. And he said that we did a great job for him, and he loved the way we left the house. And he looks forward to us coming back out.
Yeah. I hope to be able to pick up my power supply that I left there.
That was yours?
That was mine, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, the owner had called me. He's actually holding that for us, Doug, so I'll have him send that back then.
Awesome. Yeah, I left my power supply there. I ordered another one.
I blame myself.
Was whatever that was, because Will brought it out at the end when we were cleaning the house out, and we didn't know what it was, and I thought it might be the homeowner, so we just left it there. But he called back and said, hey, this ain't mine, guys, so he's got it.
Oh, yeah, well, we thought, I know Will brought it out. He's like, whose is this? And I'm like,
well. Is that what he said?
Well, that's how we all felt that day. We're just like, oh, God.
We got to go.
We
got to
go on the stupid plane, you know. But I know it's none of ours. I know it's none of ours.
Okay. It's my new.
But you have all these new toys and stuff. How am I supposed to keep up, Doug? You have all these new toys. I have another new
stuff in that house, too, man. It was amazing, all the equipment we had set up. And you know, I got to thank Bonnie and Will, man, and Scott. We got those cameras set up, within the first, I think, 20 minutes we were there. We didn't want to miss a thing.
Well, no, you didn't thank Bonnie for that, because I was sleeping. let's give credit where credit's due. Bonnie helped you with that. Bonnie helped you with the cameras.
Oh, yeah.
I was crashed out on the mattress, man. I was done. I couldn't do anything more.
Sure. we had the camera system going, and we didn't miss a thing. Man, the whole time we were there, we were running those 8-hour tapes. Thanks to Will, because he's going to review them all now. We got, I don't know how much hours of footage we have to review, but I know we got some great stuff, and the people at Atchison was terrific, and the investigation was so smooth. And, you know, I just got to thank everybody. I got to thank everybody that's drumming up all the publicity this week for me. I never could have imagined all the publicity I'd get out of this, because my book is coming out here shortly, and it's going to be so great when the book hits the shelves.
We're looking forward to it, man.
Thank you to everybody so much. This has been one of the best weeks of my life. And back out to the Sally House.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a press copy.
We want to get a copy of this thing, Sean.
We want the PR copy, dude.
you will definitely get the book for free, because I know how to treat my friends, and there is no money exchanged amongst friends. So.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, we were talking about these cameras, actually, Sean. I want to start talking about some of this evidence we got. I mean, let's talk about a few things.
Because when I walked in, they had a lot of stuff already set up.
Oh, yeah.
It was set up, ready to go for the investigation.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that you have, Sean, is you have a 4-camera surveillance system set up thingy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Poor guys dragging this thing around the airport. I couldn't believe it.
That you had to transport on a plane to Chicago and then on to Kansas City.
That's right.
Man, I don't envy that part, but
I think my right shoulder was disconnected from my body. So thanks to Bonnie for rubbing my shoulder all week.
Yeah.
I think I was busted man when I got to the house.
Well, this thing, you had this thing set up, though, and I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm in on midnights, and I actually left work, went to Bonnie's, and then got on a plane. So I was up for about almost 24 hours, just about. And we got there. I was out. I'm like, guys, just get that mattress blown up. I need to lay down. And I know in my slumber, because you crashed out on the floor next to me. You didn't want to cuddle for some reason. I don't know why, but you were on the floor next to the mattress. I was out.
You hadn't showered in a while.
Yeah, I was kind of nasty. But I heard, like, in my slumber, I'd wake up a little bit, and I saw, like, I see Sean and Bonnie, like, kind of going, okay, where does this go? All right, run this thing up there. Okay, great. Oh, damn. Okay. And I'm kind of hearing these things fumbling around. And I wake up, and there's this whole setup going when I get out of bed. Now, the one thing I wanted to ask you about, Sean, concerning these cameras, is I know the first night we were there, I can't really sleep on hard floors. It's really hard on my back. So I insisted that I slept on Bonnie's mattress, and she was there too. So I had to, like, go in there and, like, nudge her and elbow her all night, right? The next morning I got up, which was Saturday morning while we were there, you told me that there was something. You guys were watching the cameras when we were asleep, and you said you saw something floating over our head. I just want to kind of get an idea of what was going on with this, because we talked about it a little bit.
I haven't got that tape yet.
You haven't got a tape yet?
I haven't got that part of it.
Sean, were you watching this, actually, when this was going on?
Yes, I was. It was right after everybody went to bed, and I was so excited just to be there the first night. I couldn't keep my eyes off the security surveillance system. I was watching the rooms, all 4 of them, and I looked into your bedroom where you were sleeping up there, and I it wasn't the nursery. It was the room just directly across from there.
Yeah, next to him.
And I seen what looked like a kind of a misty figure, and I'm thinking, because you can ask anybody, I'm not an orb chaser, man. I'll say anything to dust. Yeah, I want hard fact. You know, I want to see something really good. And I seen this look like a misty form move in front of the camera. And I said, well, it must be nothing, because it went away. And I thought maybe, I don't know, some kind of camera interference. But then I seen not just dust particles floating softly to the ground, but I seen from the room right next to yours 3 or 4 orbs over the period, I'd say, about 10 minutes. And I say orbs, things with tails on them, things that can show motion. It moved and came straight through the wall and continued on and just kind of hovered above you and Bonnie. And it must have stayed there for at least, I would say, 10 seconds, and then it was just gone. And then others followed throughout the night. But that was truly amazing for the first night. And, yeah, that was great. I hope you catch that on there. I know it's on camera, so.
Well,
cameras don't lie.
Yeah, they don't
lie.
The thing about.
It's on the film. It's on the film.
The one main thing that I felt the whole weekend, and I dream always when I go to sleep, I can talk about what I was dreaming about last night, as a matter of fact. I actually remember my roommate FJ, he had short hair. That was one of the things I remember last night, because he has really long hair, we know that. And I dreamed that FJ had short hair. It's very strange, but whatever. I remember that vividly. When we were in this house all weekend, we slept there 3 nights, all right? We were there for 3 nights, crashed out. I mean, I'm talking about, and I got to be honest with you, I haven't slept so soundly in at least a couple of years. I didn't even dream. I was out like a light.
Me neither. I slept a lot.
Yeah, you
absolutely
did.
Absolutely.
And I didn't
like
dream at all. I didn't dream at all for some reason. I would wake up and I just, I mean, I didn't want, usually when I wake up, it's like, all right, get out of bed, go. And I'm out. But
yeah.
I woke up the first morning and I'm like, well, aside from being fatigued all the pieces, I was like, oh, God, okay, just a couple more minutes. Just a couple more minutes. I mean, I was very comfortable. I'm sorry, Sean, what was that?
I said, yeah, I agree.
And I was very comfortable in the house. It was very, I mean, and that caught me funny, you know what I mean? Because I kind of had this thing in my mind like, okay, this is a very heavy place I'm in right now. What's going to happen to me while I'm sleeping, you know? And
right.
I had no problem crashing out.
Very peaceful feeling in the Sally house. Compared to what I've been told going out there, I was just expecting these vicious attacks and these scary things to happen. But I got to tell you, out of all the homes that I've investigated, yes, there is a presence in the Sally house, if that's the question. Yes,
absolutely.
I believe wholeheartedly that there is something there in that home. Is it evil, of a demonic nature, anything like that? Well, let's just say when I was there, when we were there, nothing showed itself that was ugly or demonic in any way.
And nothing seemed to attack
me. Let me explain the reason. Everybody does, different groups do different things for whatever reason, and that's what makes everybody great in their own entities and everything else. But the reason I wanted to stay in the Sally house for 3 days and 3 nights, this is the same thing I preach with Indiana Ghost Trackers. When we go to a client's house and do an investigation, I want to do overnights. Well, why do you want to do an overnight, Sean? Well, if you think about it, guys, when does the activity happen to? Who does the activity happen to in these homes? It happens to the residents. Well, what do the residents do that we don't? They eat, they sleep, they live in this home. So naturally, the more time spent at a location, the more time it allows the researcher himself or herself to get adjusted to the actual structure of the home, and it also allows the entities there to get adjusted to you, just like anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more time spent is the logical thing to do, I think, because the more time spent, you have more time to investigate and see what happens. That's why I decided to wait there. If anything was going to happen, it would happen in those 3 days.
Yeah.
It should.
And I mean, a few things did happen, actually, though, too.
What's
interesting, absolutely.
Along those lines, the one of the things that they say repeatedly on the series Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, no, we didn't find anything, you know, any evidence of hauntings in your home or in your place of business or wherever they are, theater, you know, things
right.
like that. But you have to remember, we were only there for 4 hours or
yeah.
only there for 8 hours or whatever.
Absolutely.
That's a very small sample right there as far as the tickets. So
yeah,
count.
Exactly.
I didn't have to work, and I was a millionaire. I would say, let's spend months there. Let's spend years there. The more time, the better.
Okay. Yeah. You're talking too close to your telephone there.
You're fudging up a little bit, Sean. You still there?
Yeah, you hear me now?
No, you're still there. Yeah, you're there.
You're there.
You just fuzzed out a little bit there for a second. It might have been your stand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I was just saying, the more time, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
I said the more time spent in location, it's the best thing to do, in my opinion, but, you know, that's just mine. I think that it allows whatever is in the home to get used to you,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it opens up the lines of communication between you and the spirits or whatever's in that home. And once again, I'm a researcher as well, myself and the Indiana Ghost Trackers, and when we go into a home, regardless of what people have told you, I know there's been researchers that have ran out of the house screaming for whatever reason and stuff like that, but we have to remember, if you run out of a house for whatever reason, I know it can be scary, yes it can, but you have to try to put all that stuff in the back of your head, and you have to try to stick to your guns, because if you do not document something that happens, the event that happens scientifically, and trying to document that scientifically,
uh-huh.
you don't do that, and you run out of the house, well, you just had a great scare. That was it. You can't prove it to anybody. You don't have anything to scientifically document that with, so you might as well say it didn't happen.
And that's part of the challenge right
well,
there.
Well, and I have to disagree with you there a little tiny bit. Because
well, I knew you would.
Because a lot of my thrill and passion about ghost hunting is the stories and the paranormal is the stories. I mean, I wasn't physically there for the physical mediumship experiments of the, you know, 30s and 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even born at that time. But what I love to do is I love to read about it. Now, can I get a hold of the actual scientific data, the films that they collected and the recordings that they collected? Probably not, because these researchers are either long gone or out of it or have lost the, you know, the evidence, things like that. Or maybe they only experienced it themselves and didn't actually get recordings of it. But one of the things I love is the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I read Catherine Ramsland's Ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like call her up and, although I probably could because, you know, we've got her number, but I didn't call her up and say, Catherine, I need you to send me those tapes to prove what you said. You know, I didn't care. I just thought that they were absolutely phenomenal stories. And I believe her. You know, I believe that she had some interesting voices caught on tape. And
that's because you know Catherine, and you believe her, and you trust her. And I'm not taking anything away from the stories, because I have, you've been to my house, I have bookshelves full of ghost stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the stories as well. Now, I'm not taking anything away from the stories. All I'm saying is, a scientific paranormal researcher, you have to be able to put all the story in the back of your head, not dismiss it, put it in the back of your head and see what you can find scientific, if that's what you're there for. If you're there for, you know, personal experiences, then that's a different story.
Right. And there are a lot of people there who do, and then they share the personal experiences, and,
mm-hmm.
and I treasure the personal experiences as well as the scientific data.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the scientific data, though, is tantamount. I mean, that is very important to
mm-hmm.
capture it on film like we were doing, or on recordings
mm-hmm.
and, like we were
doing. That's all I was saying, Doug. That's
oh, yeah.
If you run out of the house, if something chases you out of a home, please at least have an EMF meter in your hand while you're running. You know,
run a recorder or anything.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, it'd be nice to have some kind of document that did the EMFs rise, did the temperature drop or raise when this happened, or,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's what I would. That's what I think too. It's like, okay, and
I
was saying, that's a challenge right there. I mean, okay, we know this is a scary house. We've heard all these things. This is a very scary house, and we went in there knowing this too. And I didn't know what to expect. You didn't know what to expect either. I know Sean didn't know what to expect.
Heck no.
But I mean, like I said, and that was that. I mean, it wasn't a letdown at all for me. What I was saying before about sleeping, it was very interesting to me. Because I slept soundly.
Mm-hmm.
I slept
very well.
Soundly. I mean, I didn't.
Well, you know, the last night I woke up there, and this just could have been in my mind, but I woke up in the middle of the night, and I looked over, and of course I heard Will tearing it up. And I thought there was a Bigfoot laying next to me, so it kind of scared me out of my slumber, but all of a sudden, I just felt like I couldn't breathe, and I felt like I was having a small anxiety attack. Now, that's not scientific. That's just saying that I had a small anxiety attack, I believe, at the Sally House. Does that mean it was of a paranormal nature? I can't prove it. I don't even think it was. I just think I had a long day. I'd been off and on the planes, and, you know, I was tired.
Yeah.
And over-exhaustion can cause that, so.
Yeah, and that's very true. Now, I really want to see this video, though. I want to see something floating over my head. We
got
to start checking these things. We got to get on top of this.
Did you see the videotape that Will got of the mist-like orb thing move up his shirt, up his belly?
Yes, I did. I saw that.
That was not dust. That was not dust.
That was something very anomalous to me.
I did watch that tape.
Yes, it was.
I did watch that tape. There are two more orbs with tails.
Yeah.
Are you going to capture those into a computer file and put it on that?
We're going to get these things up. I mean, it's just going to take a little bit. We're going to do this as fast as we can.
When you guys get those on tape, let's work together, because I really want to get this out to the homeowner, because I did tell him we'd get him something.
Oh, yeah,
he's
definitely.
Real anxious to see what we found, because he said we did such a great job, and I told him some of the stories of the stuff we experienced there, and he's really psyched up about it, because he knows there's stuff there.
Yeah, well...
He would really like to see some of our findings, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna have to leave student again. I have to go to work again. I can't stand doing
that.
One thing I wanted to talk about, though, before I left, at least, you guys are gonna have the pleasure of talking to you till 9 o'clock now. The first day we got there, And we talked, I mean,
The
first 5 minutes. We reported this on the website like, the next day. We went to the library, and they actually had internet access there, so I was like, I was tickled. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? Well, I'm going to get something up on the website and let people know what's happening here, right?
Right.
Aside from the luggage incident, we were there. We weren't there 5 minutes. We walked in the house, and we're like, wow. And like I said, I already talked about my initial impressions. I'm like, this is a really pretty house. It's a nice home. It was cold at first, but it turned the heat on. But, We walked around the first floor.
Right.
We walked around the first floor a little bit, checked things out. Nice big kitchen. I mean, when I go into a house, the first thing I always think is like, nice awning you got there.
Watch out for that drop off in the backyard. Wow.
Oh god, yeah. Oh god, yeah. But I'm thinking like real estate. I'm like, oh, this is a nice piece of property here, right? But,
oh yeah.
You're also practical.
Yeah, I'm practical. But the one thing I noticed is when we're walking around, I see a ladder here, and there's some boxes here, a vacuum cleaner, and you know, paint stuff around here, and just tools. And it looks obviously. Looks like this house is being worked on. There's things being done. It's a great, it's a nice house. It's a very nice house already. And I noticed there's a radio sitting on the window ledge.
Obviously, they play radio.
Yeah, listen to some tunes. I mean, I'm a big fan of listening to music while you're doing things, right? And I figured this was too. So there's a radio. Nice little radio, nice little boom box, whatever you put on your shoulder and walk down the street with. And cool, radio. That's what my brain did. Hey, look at radio. Neat. Cool. It makes music. Great. Walk around the house, first floor. We kind of, wow, this place is neat. Let's go upstairs, guys. And all four of us. Now, let's make this very clear. It was Will, myself, Bonnie, and Sean. Okay? All four of us walked upstairs. All four of us went upstairs. We were all kind of touring the house together, just looking around at things, right? We all went upstairs to check out the bedrooms. Right, and the first thing I saw is all these dolls in the one bedroom. I'm like, whoa, that's kind of heavy. Whoa, that's something different. Okay, neat. And we just were walking around looking at all the bedrooms. And I was admiring some of this old school architecture, like the weird closet setups. And it's an older home, so it has these really old features, and they're really pretty.
And the one neat. Closet has a window.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Closet has a window. There's a big storage center under one of the closets, and the bedroom I was sleeping in, as a matter of fact, there's just a big, big empty space you can just put stuff in, right? You could literally crawl under the thing and sleep in there if you wanted to. Just admiring just kind of the structure, seeing how cool this house is. And it was more than I thought it was going to be. I was overwhelmed by all the neat old things, features this house has. We were enjoying this.
Oh, yeah.
We were enjoying this. Just, all right, this is really cool, right? And then Will looks at me and says, you hear something, man? And I'm like, no. Not at first. And then I stopped. We all stopped and said, yeah, I do hear something. And what it was music. We heard music. And we were like, where is that coming from, right? We're like, what? Mm-hmm. And Will's got ears like a fly, so he's like, okay, it's coming from downstairs.
Flies have ears?
Ears like, oh, forget it.
All right.
I messed it up.
Ears so, like a something.
Blew that one.
Hear
great.
Very well, yes, okay.
Chalked that up as another mistake. I'm the scroll. The scroll. So we hear music coming from downstairs. So we walk downstairs. And the radio's on.
Had anybody touched the radio?
No.
I just noticed it was there.
I know I didn't. Now I don't have eyes all over my head, so I couldn't see everything that everybody was doing. But I didn't touch the radio.
When I was downstairs, I saw the radio. I'm like, ooh, another radio for ITC. That's all I want.
Yeah, I'm like, but I'm like, okay, there's a radio. I didn't touch it. I know that. I don't know what Will did for sure. I don't know what Sean did or Bonnie did. I didn't touch the radio. I just observed it.
Well, I don't think anybody would have actually touched it. When I got there, it still hadn't been touched.
It hadn't
been touched the entire weekend.
The thing about it, I think, that's very important to mention is that it was a very old boombox, as Scott L. said, and that it did not. It had the old metal lever to turn it on and off.
Yeah.
Radio, the tape player, the off.
Yeah.
And it was off. We walked in that house, and when we went downstairs, it was on. The switch had to be manually pushed to on. There was no clock radio that was set for a certain time that could have came on.
It wasn't anything like that. It was just a regular old radio. That's all it was.
Old school radio.
I mean, I wanted to...
Was it plugged in?
It was plugged in.
Oh, thank heavens.
If it wasn't plugged in, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be in some place with a straitjacket on, probably.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But in regards to that, though... In regards to that, I played with the plug. I'm like, is there a short in the plug? is there something wrong here? We had the radio on, playing with the cord, checking the connections, checking all kinds of stuff on the radio. We were all over this radio.
And it was playing Sweet Caroline.
It was playing Sweet Caroline.
Ah, hence the song in that first break.
And, you know, we were kind of dancing around when we heard the song. We're like, all right. You know,
for about 5 minutes, we all sit there and just kind of stared at each other.
Like going, all right, what have we done?
What happened?
Yeah, what have we done here? But yeah, that's the best I've heard. I'm like, oh, Sweet Caroline, all right.
Okay. When I was at the top of the stairs, everyone was behind me. I heard that lever go click, click. I heard the click, click. Just when Sean turned it off, I heard the exact same sound. I'm like, that was it. I heard it go the click, click, and all of a sudden I start hearing this music.
Okay.
And the homeowner, I asked him, and I said, do you have the radio on? He said, I always leave the radio on to ward off, you know, anybody that might be passing by and think they want to get crazy. He said, I always leave the radio on that way, you know.
Yeah, people think there's someone there.
I said, well, it was off when we got in here. And he goes, well, that's weird because nobody's been in here all day. And yesterday when I left, the radio was on. So he said it's no big. He said it happened to his brother a couple times. He said it's happened to him while he's been.
Yeah, he wasn't even surprised, was it? Was it, Sean? Yeah, when we told him that, I mean, we were like, as soon as we talked to Les, we were like, okay, look, something already happened here, and he's like, oh well,
yeah,
that's happened to my brother. It's happened. That's what you told me, Sean.
Once he said he had his buddies over there, and they were having, just around. And they were having a little party, a little get-together, and the guys went upstairs, and he was downstairs painting or something. He had a little three-step ladder, and he said the whole thing just got knocked out from underneath his feet. He said a lot of stuff has happened to him there. It was no surprise to him what had happened there. But I thought that was like a little meet-and-greet for us and Sally or whoever else was there in the hometown, just like showing us, hey, you know, we're here, and we know you're here, and welcome to the house.
That's what we kind of, that's what we all kind of thought. We're like, well, that's a nice way to welcome us. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it was actually kind of gratifying. We're like, okay, we flew all these miles,
and
you know, I mean, and it's not like I'm expecting to, like, you know, things to be jumping out of the wall and grabbing us, and, you know, like Raiders of the Lost Ark. I put my hat on and I run.
We are too experienced to expect that. Yeah,
yeah. But it was just something I'm like, okay. You know, and there's always, and on the other side of this, there's always going to be the speculation. I'm like, okay, there's got to be, okay, wait. Before we get all happy about this, let's take a, and that's why I started, I'm like, let's see this stupid radio. Let's see what this thing's doing. Play with the cord. Play with the outlet. Play with anything. Let's see what we're doing here. Let's see what the problem is.
And we did.
We did everything we could.
Everything.
And
you couldn't get it to switch on or off automatically. You had to manually do it.
You had to manually do it with the switch. You go through,
okay.
You know,
we're sitting out on the porch, Doug, and we're all sitting there talking. Me, Bonnie, Will, Scott, and we're all going, what's the scientific explanation, guys, for that just happening? Anything. Just brainstorming. And
yeah.
I don't know about Scott, but I still can't come up with any kind of scientific explanation other than it was turned on by an unseen force. I know that doesn't sound too scientific because it's not, but that's the only explanation I can tell.
I mean, something had to move the switch because we tried everything we could to turn the thing on without doing that. And the thing came, I mean, there was just no way we could do that. I mean, and maybe there could be some more work to be done on that. We did everything we could with the equipment we had.
When we go back, we need to see if we can recreate that and see if it happens again.
Yeah.
Apparently, whoever's there loves to play with that radio. So.
Well, they like that song.
It didn't happen the rest of the weekend.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. We were kind of like chomping at the bit to see what would happen again to us, but nothing with that radio really happened. That radio, as a matter of fact, didn't even move. We didn't even...
Right.
Because Will didn't mention, like, ITC experiments, but we had enough gear there for that already.
Yeah, we had, three radios of our own.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But, all right, I got to fly out, guys. I'm out of here, okay? So you got to take over.
I just got it.
Sean, take care of yourself, man. Thanks again. I wish
work
you could
too
stay.
Hard.
Yeah, I'm not going to work too hard. Believe me.
we're going to then go to break.
Yeah, just get you a quick break here.
Can we do a break?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to roll out of here. I'm sorry about this again, guys.
Not a problem.
I'm really sorry, and I'm sorry for everybody out there that really likes to hear my voice. The three people that like to hear my voice.
All three of them, yeah.
I appreciate your patronage.
It sure as hell isn't me.
Well, we got close for 3 days, so we rebonded. I really liked it, so... I got enough of you for 3 days, man. I got enough to go on.
That's cool. All right, I'm out of here, guys. Everybody take it easy. Have a good week. Have fun. You guys enjoy this.
As far as the rest of us, we will be back after this short break.
Let's not forget about Wednesday either.
Whatever. Yeah, we are planning a special Ghostly Talk on Wednesday.
9:30. So don't forget about that.
9:30.
Cool. All right, I'm gone.
So,
bye.
That'll be on the website. Bye. So, all right, let's go to break, and the rest of Ghostly Talk, sans Scott L, will be back shortly with more from Sean Burris, Indiana Ghost Trekkers, about the Sally House.
Off to work to go.